Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Thank you.
we kicked off with the Cult of Luna. Yeah, man. I saw these guys at the corporation a few years ago. Actually, quite a few years ago. And I tell you something, man. They were absolutely fantastic. Well, I don't know if you're into this type of stuff, you know, but I'd rather listen to this than reggaeton, you know, if you know what I mean. all this music with the auto-tune, you know, doesn't turn me on at all. So these guys, they did the job, yes, yes. Stuart, this guy who used to work at the Moon Food Tavern next door to the La Bamba. Remember La Bamba, Cumberland Street, bottom of the moor? Stuart, who used to work next door in the pub called the Moorfoot Tavern. And, one day he said to me, have you been to the corporation? I said, well, yeah, I have been lots of times, you know. And so he says, well, if you go to the, you know, that section, the little room called the pits, right? You can hear a lot of emo, you know, emo music and thrash metal, you know, dark metal. And I went, wow, really? Why? Yeah, well, right, okay, let's go. I said, I've already been there, mate. You know, he says, yeah, yeah, but you know, next week, there's a band called Cult of Lunar. And they're going to be playing there. So, come in, and come on that day. I think it was a Monday or a Tuesday, or I can't remember very well. But, yeah, I went in and with my friend, a couple of friends, you know, went in and there, and wow, honestly, good stuff, man. You know, started really, really nice and slow and everything, and then suddenly, boom, kicked in, and it was wow, man. You know, the Newcastle Brown, you know, went down wonders, man, beautifully. Right. Then I saw there with my compadre Bona, man. So Maggots Infestation. Yeah, that was a fantastic night as well, you know. Really, really, honestly, if you're into this kind of stuff, you know, the corporation was the night, I think it still is. I have not been there for a long, long time, since my last heart attack. I've not been, like, rocking as much as I did before, you know. I've been taking it easy because I want to live a little bit longer, man. You know what I mean? So, I'm taking it easy with the going out, you know, and partying and stuff like I used to do before. Now, when you get older, you start to slow down a little bit, you know, and you start thinking, you know, no, shall I not? Shall I stay or should I go? You know what I mean? That song, you know? And most of the time, you know, I should stay. I don't go anywhere. Anyway, amigos, on a lighter note, here's for you, and please stick around. I know football is on right now, Belgium, France, you know. Good luck, man. Congratulations to England, man, for coming back, you know, so quick and so late, you know. Some people were walking out of the football ground, you know, saying how rubbish it was, you know, everything. It wasn't fantastic, you know, right? But they insisted, and I think the manager is not really putting the stuff together as it should be. He was very, very lucky last night, very, very lucky. I'm telling you, playing like that against the Germans or the Spanish, it's going to be very, very harder than it was last night. Last night they found it hard. Can you imagine playing the Germans or the Spanish? That is even harder. Can you imagine how hard it is right now? Even Italy's out. Just think about that one, mate. And mateys. And friends. And more friends. Anyway, here's on a lighter note to start with the program.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff, and when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70.
Yo no quise lastimarte, solamente te dije que no. No estarás acostumbrada a sentirte rechazada. Ok, perdón, fue sin querer. Vas a poder. Donde lloran las gaviotas, vamos juntos a llorar. No te preocupes, no se te nota que no sabes encajar. Supongo que dolió un poco si fue la primera. Sobre
making on. Con esta nos vamos, muchas gracias.
Okay, that was Soda Stereo all the way from Argentina. I'm afraid I've got some pretty sad news, you know, to give you. I've got to let you know that our compañera, comrade Miriam Vázquez, well known as La Chica, Chica Miriam, he has left us and gone up to heaven, where she's been watching us all the time, like she did when she was with us. Well, she's always going to be with us, in our hearts, in our soul, in our memories, in our thoughts. So the remembering day for our amiga, compañera, and camarada, you know, sister, is going to be on Wednesday, the 10th of July this year, this month, in fact. The funeral service will be at 2 p.m. at North Chapel, Granoside Crematorium. And the wake will be at 4:30 in the afternoon at the Crooks Social Club. All welcome. And the actual little capture here says that join us in remembering Miriam and celebrating her life. Colorful dress code. That's how she would like, should have liked, she wanted us to do. Donations, please. Not flowers. Details to follow. So, next Wednesday, just dress as cheerful as you can to celebrate her life. And turn up at the Granoside Crematorium at 2:00 in the afternoon. This is the North Chapel, Granoside Crematorium. And then the wake will be at 4:30. If you don't know, cannot make it to the funeral service, come to the wake at the Crooks Social Club and join us in remembering her life of Miriam Vázquez, a.k.a. La Chica. Right, amigos? Okay, I will mention this one more time before the end of the show. So, meanwhile, let's go and play some more music for you guys. Remember, Wednesday, the 10th of July, this week, next week, yeah, it'll be next week, on a Wednesday, at 2 o'clock, North Chapel, Genocide Crematorium, and the wake will be up at 4 p.m. at Crooks Social Club.
Se compa a tomar un pelo ya. San, san, san. Quieres mucho, pero hace muy poco. Quieres contarme un cuento que cuando empieza ya está terminando. Tú vienes una vez que se la fuera, una vez que se fue. Corazones rotos, alzan su bandera calavera pa' volver, cante de ida y vuelta. Alzan su bandera calavera y una canción que llega como desentrañas muertas. Inspiración, vislumbre del camino al otro lado, estrecho de la reja, voy pisando fuerte, por dentro escuchando firme, como con mi dignidad, salazar ya no impedecible. Quieres una vez que se la fuera, una vez que se. Corazones rotos, alzan su bandera calavera pa' volver, cante de ida y vuelta. Alza su bandera calavera, levitando, levitando, dando alto. Busca la ausencia, se encuentra la esencia en tu corazón. Contando estrellas, navega, navega, navega tu corazón. Busca la ausencia, se encuentra la esencia en tu corazón. En interiores de hojalata, compraba la suerte, no hacen aldea, más bala, no gatera, tan olante, no somos máquinas. Grandes y lamentos, interceptando modos de seguir en pie, nave, buques y paderas, trazan coordenadas, trasladando esferas, no lo ves. Cierran y se rompe la máquina. Usa compás, usa compás, un velo, usa compás, toma un pelo ya, san, san, san. Usa compás, usa compás, un velo, usa compás, un pelo, toma un pelo ya. Se rompe la máquina, rompela ya.
Wow, 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 that was Ojos de Brujo, amigos, this band, you cannot go wrong with this band is so good, it's the representative of the most the flamenco style, and then you got some others, you know, but these guys, they wow, fantastico. When the Cubana, who used to be on Triple Lane, I remember that three members of this band that were they had left the band. They had taken part in this band Ojos de Brujo, but then they went their own ways, so they formed their own group called La Rana Mariana. And I remember that when I was at the Cubana Tapas Bar on Triple Lane, one of these guys just came in and asked for Mauricio. Mauricio. So I said, I am Mauricio here. He goes, oh, yeah, right, okay. Oh, nice to meet you. My name is, I think it was Carl Martin. Anyway, he said, Robert, this friend of mine, came to Spain and met us there. We played some music. We jamming together and everything. And he said that we wanted to explore other countries, you know, other places in Europe. So we decided, well, he told us, why don't you go to Sheffield? Sheffield is a musical city, you know. They start music everywhere. You go to pubs, you go to bars, you know, everywhere. And all the music is welcome in Sheffield. Because it was, you know, and still is, in fact. You know, I'm not saying it's finished. No. Now you can find pubs and everywhere with open mic, you know. We got bands playing, you know, in the square, you know, Orchard Square, no, sorry, Leopold Square, and then now tram lines. So, musical city, okay? So anyway, yeah, these guys, they said that you knew, you know, venues and places where you could lead us to, you know. And I said, well, wow, what a surprise, you know, because I didn't realize, you know, that I was going to be, you know, referred to by you know, someone, you know, who I just hardly knew, you know. They said, oh, yes, talk to Mauricio, he can find you places to. So I said, okay, fair enough, you know, so what do you do? I said, oh, have you heard of a band called Ojos de Brujo? And I went, yeah, you're kidding me. And he goes, yeah, well, me and I can't remember the names, you know, because it was such a long time ago. Me and this fella here, I want to refer to him as fella, okay? We used to play in Ojos de Brujo, the band, you know. And this is Mariana, you know, our friend who just joined us, you know, and he plays the cajon. You know, cajon is that, you know, that box that you sit on and you know what I mean? So anyway, yeah, and we got a new band called La Rana Mariana, you know. And we would like to play some gigs around, you know, and Robert said that you can find us, you know. And I said, well, yeah, no worries, I'm going to sec, you know, why don't you come in on Tuesday? Tuesday, Son Para Todos used to play on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. When you come on Tuesday and, you know, you can perform a couple of songs, you know, and I will tell my boss, you know, that you're going to be here kind of like auditioning, yeah? Sure, no problem, you know. I think it was Saturday when I told him this. So anyway, Tuesday turned up, and the band were already playing, and I asked the band, that the guys, Son Para Todos, they are a lovely, lovely bunch of guys, you know. They're really easygoing, as most musicians are, you know. Most musicians, they're really friendly towards each other, very sociable. And, some of them, when they make it real big, you know, they forget where they came from, you know what I mean? So anyway, yeah, these guys, they performed there, you know, a couple of songs, you know, and our boss, Cubana, at that time, he was listening to them and saying, yeah, man, they're good. And they do this kind of like flamenco style, you know, Spanish style. So they got it together, right on. Yeah, so anyway, after that, you know, because they were... Obviously, they weren't going to be established, you know, at Cubana already, you know. They wanted to do all their other places. So they were playing, they were busking in Devon Green, you know, they were just playing for fun. Someone from the green room across the road heard him, and he called him over, you know, and said, oh, hey, why don't you play here? Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, so therefore, they started slowly, you know, going and doing, you know, a few little gigs, you know, in pubs, which is, wow, man, I'm going to include that in my biography. My autobiography. I promoted La Rana Mariana. But guys, honestly, they were really, 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 really good, you know. A guy playing the guitar, you know, like like flamenco style. The other one with the trumpet. And the girl, you know, playing the cajon, you know, the box. Wow, man, that was fantastic. So anyway, let's go. We're going to play some more music, you know. It's not exactly that. I might be playing one of their tracks later on, and I will remind you of what I just said, because I'm sure you've forgotten about it. By the time this next track is over, you forgot about whatever I was saying, right? Well, me too. Don't worry about it. But why am I saying don't worry about it? I should not worry about a thing, man, because here we go with some more music for you. This is from Latin America, man. A little bit of bolero.
Me estoy acostumbrando a no mirarte. Me estoy acostumbrando a estar sin ti. Ya no te necesito, tú ya no me haces falta. Qué bien se está solito, qué bien se vive así. Me estoy acostumbrando a no mirarte. Me estoy acostumbrando a estar sin ti. Qué labios maldecidos, ¿por qué quieren dañarme? Si yo sin ti me muero, mi vida, ¿dónde estás? No me toquen ese vals porque me mata. Ella me lo cantaba, como ella nadie más. Si paso por Florida te recuerdo, si paso por la Valle me es igual. Que si estoy en Corrientes, que si estoy en Palermo, por todo Buenos Aires, conmigo siempre estás. Que voy a acostumbrarme a no mirarte, que voy a acostumbrarme, Dios que va. Qué labios maldecidos, ¿por qué quieren dañarme? Si yo sin ti me muero, mi vida, ¿dónde estás? No me toquen ese vals porque me matan. Ella me lo cantaba, como ella nadie más. Es imposible borrar de mi memoria. Me persigue el recuerdo de tu extraño mirar y esa risa tan tuya, tus labios tentadores que dejaron su encanto prendido en mi ansiedad. En mi alma vagabunda se fundió el alma tuya, como él ya no se funde cuando lo besa el sol. Por eso aunque otros labios dieron su ternura, ninguno como el tuyo llegó a mi corazón. Fueron los ojos tuyos, tema de mis canciones. Fueron los labios tuyos, música en mi cantar. Y ahora son tus ojos, mi pena y mis dolores. Fueron los labios tuyos, mi destino fatal. Otras mujeres con la sed infinita del que quiere olvidar, mas siempre me atormentan tus ojos soñadores y nostálgicamente suspiro al evocar. Que de reminiscencias hay en los sueños míos, crepúsculos enteros he llorado por ti. Que aún están mis ojos del llanto humedecidos, evocando esas horas que aún viven en mí.
Usted es la culpable de todas mis angustias, de todos mis quebrantos. Usted llenó mi vida de dulces inquietudes y crueles desencantos. Su amor es como un grito yo llevo aquí en mi sangre y aquí en mi corazón. Y soy, aunque no quiera, esclavo de sus ojos, juguete de su amor. No juegue con mis penas, ni con mis sentimientos, es lo único que tengo. Usted es mi esperanza, mi última esperanza, comprenda de una vez. Usted me desespera, me mata, me enloquece, y hasta la vida diera por vencer el miedo de besarla a usted. Usted es la culpable de todas mis angustias, de todos mis quebrantos. Usted llenó mi vida de dulces inquietudes y crueles desencantos. Su amor es como un grito que llevo aquí en mi sangre y aquí en mi corazón. Y soy, aunque no quiera, esclavo de sus ojos, juguete de su amor. No juegue con mis penas, ni con mis sentimientos, es lo único que tengo. Usted es mi esperanza, mi última esperanza, comprenda de una vez. Usted me desespera, me mata, me enloquece, y hasta la vida diera por vencer el miedo de besarla a usted. Usted es la culpable, solo usted.
Para quem já viajou lugares tão distantes, não é o desconhecido que assusta. Solidão é como barco sem rumo. Às vezes necessito o conforto do cais. Como fantasiar não é pecado, eu continuo a viver.
Irreverente, sempre sorridente, gostava de falar de amor. Inconfundível, charme, simpatia, era alegria o centro da atenção. Eu perguntava pra mim mesmo se a verdade era verdade, se a história era real. Mas a resposta, como um grão de areia, escorregava pelos dedos, me deixando a solidão.
Deixando a solidão.
Sempre na boa, nenhuma defesa, seria consumida pelos inimigos sem compaixão. Não se conformava com tanta beleza, bondade, humildade e imaginação.
Às vezes necessito conforto do cais.
Eu continuo a viver. O tempo se a verdade era verdade, se a história era real. Mas a resposta, como um grão de areia, escorregava pelos dedos, me deixando a solidão.
Me deixando a solidão.
Você não sabe, eu não sei quem é que sabe. Existir e a verdade tá precisando de ar. São 11 horas e eu na cama indeciso. Não sei bem se me levanto ou continuo a sonhar. As coisas que você disse talvez foi mal entendido, erro de interpretação. Muitas pessoas se contentam com pedaços. Na preguiça, o oportunismo é um modo de satisfação. Por isso eu digo não.
Yeah, this is the point.